Okay, we are now recording for all posterity to see whatever we talk about here. How about that? Yeah, as I was saying on my post the other day, it's really great. We live in these times. When we experimented with the triads years ago, I tried to just produce an audio for the group, and only about not even everybody had the technology to listen to an audio, and that was a little discouraging. So we had to do everything just typing, and sometimes that's kind of slow to get any interaction that's profitable. But so we're lucky to live in an age now where we can just have a meeting like we're actually there almost. So this is a really great time. I just hope we don't screw it up with a World War III or something and get bombed back to the Stone Age. That would be a terrible thing. And it's certainly not in the plan of the hierarchy, but unfortunately for us, things are predicated on our free will. So let's hope we can go into a new age with a minimal amount of problems. There's always going to be problems. There'll be ups and downs in the economy. There'll be natural disasters. There'll be things that are unforeseen that nobody has predicted. And that's one thing I find interesting is that the really great events that happen, really no one ever predicts. You know, no one ever clearly predicted 9/11, even though almost half of the psychic prophets claimed to have predicted it. When you check it out, they didn't really predict it at all. But so the future is difficult even for the masters, the highest lies, to predict in detail. They can predict the cycles. There's different cycles that happen. There's cycles and cycles within cycles, and within those cycles are influences, and certain things have to occur and will occur, but a lot of the details are not foreseeable. Now, is there any molecular business anyone wants to talk about? Rick, I was reading on Messenger, and Rick was commenting about how progress is a little slow here, and as far as the molecules are going. And yes, that's true. We are, it is a little slow, but that's to be expected, especially at a distance. Even though we can get together and talk like this, it's still not the same as being together physically. Being together physically is the most potent, but this is an experimental thing, and so we have to just kind of play it by ear, because no one's ever tried to create a molecule online before in the history of man that I know about. So the main thing right now is to have goals together as a group and work on those goals and fine-tune out the personality differences, so we can move ahead by looking at the soul and feeling within ourselves where the soul is pressing us to go. And so this is the important thing for us to do right now. So, you know, holding this class is good. This class kind of brings us together and makes us kind of one, because this isn't something where we're going to be arguing politics or anything like that, or having different personality issues. So this is a good uniting thing for us to do, and having a class together. And there's only a limited number of goals we can do together as a group. The second thing, of course, is to promote the basic teachings, especially teachings about the molecule. Try to draw more people into the group and get more attention out there. This is a difficult task to accomplish. And it's amazing as I see, look out there and see some of the posts or things that's created that gets a million hits or so. It's amazing how difficult it is for us to just get a few good hits. I post my thoughts each day on about 20 different groups, and overall gets quite a few. I'm not sure how much circulation they get, but haven't had anything go viral yet, but there's always a possibility. I'm thinking of maybe taking my quotes and making a montage out of them of some type, and maybe seeing if doing something with iPhoto or something, and making a slideshow. Brian did that a while back, and I thought that was a pretty good idea. I've been thinking of maybe tackling that. Okay. One thing, we haven't gone through the list of people that are active in the molecule. We have Adam, Marnie, Adrian, Annie, and Nimrod, Dan, and Marcy. Is that molecule stable?
I would say yes, if Dan tuning in and out once in a while is stable.
Okay, he's there part of the time at least anyway, huh?
He's cyclic in how he, but he's active in what he feels from time to time, so we feel good about it.
Okay. Yeah, I know he's always a strong supporter. Okay, now then there's Michael, Susan, Asaf, Lorraine, and Lawrence and Robin, and then Blaine is attached to them. I see Blaine's here. Do you guys link up at all, Blaine? He must not have audio. So, okay. And no, I see.
You can probably type in the side thing, though.
Okay. And Asaf isn't here today, I don't think. Let me see who all's here. Okay, now we have kind of a loose one, Darren and Natalie. Neither one of them are here, I don't think, right now. And they're just, and Lisa's linked to them. We ought to hook them up with somebody else. And another couple are Duke and Lori. Now, Duke, the trouble with them is their internet connection is really bad right now. So he says he's going to try to get a better connection, then he'll be more active with us.
Oh, you spoke to him, and there he is. There's Darren.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Hey.
Do you have audio, Darren?
I have audio. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard much from Natalie for a while. Have you heard anything from her?
Not lately, no.
I wonder if she's off on doing something else right now.
Maybe. Yeah, I've been thinking about trying to get a hold of her, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, now if your partner is, taking a hiatus or something, we can link up with somebody else. Now we have Cheryl Blevins, who's just joined us, and I think she's willing to link up. Okay, and then we have the Robinsons, JR and Stephanie, Tyler, Rulina, and Troy and Rit. How's your group doing?
Our group is doing okay. The last few weeks we haven't been able to meet together to meditate. Previous to that, we had been meeting every Sunday for about 20 minutes. The Robinsons have had some family issues that they've been taking care of, so we've been working with them on that.
Okay, good. But it looks like everybody in your group is strong supporters there.
Yes, everybody is very strong.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you guys have real good potential to create a strong triangle. And then we have Joshua, Mindy, Nick, and Cindy, and Tom and Melva. Melva wrote me a letter saying that she's got a lot of things that she has to take care of. Her dad is really ill. I don't think she's here today, but so she's having problems, but she's with us in spirit. And overall, Joshua, how's your group going?
Well, your information is a little old. Tom and Melva aren't in our triad anymore.
Oh, they aren't? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the situation there?
Well, it's a little complicated, but the short story is, or rather the very short story is, they decided to leave.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check with them then. Put a question mark by them. So, somebody that's just floating around, you have a vacant spot then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And Rick and Maria and Ken and Marilyn, are you guys are still linked together, right?
Yes, we're still hooked up together. And we have an understanding that we all join in the song every day at the same time.
That's a good idea.
And we're also not concerned about time and space or time zone differences. As long as we're doing it at the same time with the intention that we are doing it with the others. Me personally, we're still using, I haven't updated the graphic that I created. And it shows the original six members, and I still use that. So I'm saying the song also with the two that are left.
Okay.
But we're open for an additional couple, and time differences doesn't really matter to us.
Well, you made a good point, Rick, about the time differences. And one of the difficulties of doing anything, I know – we're all really busy and got lots on our plate. So, and time is on the higher spheres. Time doing things exactly the same time isn't that important. So, if your group is able to like say the song together, even though you're not together, but just visualize saying it together with your triad, and then also visualize the whole group, that circulates energy. And so that's a good point, Rick. So we have a couple of you with an opening here, and so we need to, what I like the group to do as much as possible is to just use your own feelings about where you might gravitate or who you might want to invite in. And if a person is invited in and maybe wants to go to another triad instead, you know, don't be shy. Just say, well, you'll think about it, because you want to go where you feel like you fit the best, whatever it is. Okay. Those are the really active triads. Now we have several people. We have Larry and Ruth. They're kind of on their own right now. And so we have several kind of on their own, and they need to try to hook up with somebody. And we have several people that are good people that are inactive but strong supporters. And some of these are just people who have real busy lives, but they're with us in spirit, but they don't have enough time to really do this right. And there's a handful that are just not sure about joining. I've got some feedback. There's several people that's members of a molecular group that just are not into the group thing that much, you know, but support what we're doing and support the teachings, basically. So wherever anyone is, that's where they are, and we accept that with no criticism. So, but those that are interested in creating triangles, you know, contemplate on reaching out. Let me see, there's... Yeah, you know, Sharon's a good supporter, and she's with us right now. Do you have audio, Sharon? She doesn't. So I think we need to hook you up with somebody. We need to find out if Natalie, Darren, could you find out if Natalie wants to be active or not? Now, when yeah, we find...
I'll make a note to touch bases with her. Credit.
Yeah, touch base. And if she doesn't want to be, then you can hook up with another person. And okay. So keep this in mind. If you have a partner that's not active or just busy or off doing something else, we don't want to criticize them, because that's where they are, and they may be doing something really good somewhere else. But we want to pair people up with people that will participate in, at least in some degree. And I know a number of people that are not very active are really strong supporters. So like Natalie is a very strong supporter. If your partner is just really busy, they can take a hiatus, and then when they do have some time, then they can join back in with us. Okay, so let's focus on that. I'll kind of think about it, and everybody else kind of think about how to kind of solidify everything here. Any comments or questions before we move ahead? Okay. Did everybody have a good week?
JJ, I have a question.
Sure.
I asked last time about being able to download the videos that you're posting for offline viewing. But sometimes I'm without internet, and especially with this class. And I never could figure out how to do it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. It's like we talked about that last time. I could download it or see a download option, but then when I went to other videos, there wasn't any on Facebook. So maybe you just can't download the Facebook videos. Has anyone tried to download it and been successful?
There might be an additional protection against that because it's a secret group. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I went to the Keys group to a video there and seeing if I could download it, and I couldn't download it there either. Video somebody put on.
These recordings that you're making now, do you have access for those off of Zoom that you can download them and make links available?
Well, I can download them myself. You know, I guess I could put the videos in the files sections if they allow one that big.
What about just freerate.com somewhere?
I hate to take up that much space on my free read. That makes creates complications if I get too much downloaded there.
Okay.
AJ, what you could do is I sent you some videos and I sent them through those the links to Google Drive, you remember?
Yeah.
So if you were to upload yours to your Google Drive, you could send a link and other people could go there and download it.
Yeah, I guess. So how do you join Google Drive?
You have a Gmail account, right?
Yeah.
So what I did is I dragged the video into the thing, and then it's like, oh, it's too big, we'll have to upload it to Google Drive, and you say okay, and then it starts doing that, and then you go to your Google Drive and you like right click, I guess, and it says one of the options is get a shareable link. And mm-hmm. then you can copy that link in a message or an email or a post.
Yeah. Or I could, instead of downloading it on the Facebook, I could download it on the file section. Now, another possibility, if we just have a handful of people want them, I could just put them on a disk and mail it to you. But how many want a permanent copy? Is Rulina would like it, but is anybody else?
That's for the videos, right?
Yeah, the video, like the videos we're making right now.
Would it make sense to put them on a private YouTube channel?
That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. If they're not too big. Well, they're probably not too big because you get like 2-hour videos on YouTube.
What about Dropbox?
Yeah. It's possible. Well, I'll think about it. And meanwhile, I could send you a copy of all the videos, Rulina.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
I use a free program called Debut Video Capture, and you can set it up to capture full screen or just one little window. If it's on your screen and you can see it, you can capture it, even a full screen. So you just go to somebody's video, and there's a cue that you don't even have to. You can be already in full screen, and if you hit Control F9, it starts recording a video of the full screen.
Yeah, recording's not a problem, but the problem is sharing these large videos. So yeah, maybe Google Drive might be the best possibility. I'll look into it. We'll see what we can come up with. What I'm doing too is I'm taking these lessons on white magic and I'm extracting them and minus the business like we're talking about right now. So it's just the white magic course, and I'll be making that available as we go along eventually here. Okay, any other business or comments before we move on to the lesson?
If it's going to be for a public, you could just put them on YouTube.
Yeah, the white magic lessons, that's, you know, our business is one thing, but the white magic lessons, I could just put on YouTube.
Yeah, having any kind of stuff with you talking on YouTube probably be real good.
Yeah, and that's really the part that I'm most interested in.
Yeah, well, I could do that. I could put them on YouTube, the White Magic Lessons, and that might get us extra exposures, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have everybody get on there, like it, watch it a few times.
Yeah.
And it's especially if you put in certain keywords that the – you know, popular, like aliens and space. Throw a few good keywords.
No, Rick, he likes to talk about these aliens.
I guess because I am one.
AJ, you have to have the catchy subtitle. So, like, at some point, mention Zor coming down and all that.
And
then the title can be like, JJ destroys non-believers with evidence that Zor is coming. Everybody must.
Yeah, right. Got to have a sense of humor, that's for sure.